the College World Series. I don't want it to be the way they want it. This town, this rap, this crowd, come on, put them up, let me hear it loud. This town, this city, this crowd, stand up on your feet when you're wearing down. And every one of you all around, come on, y'all, let's take this town.
You are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
What's going on, everybody? It is conference tournament weekend, so we wanted to come with a quick show as Nick has boots on the ground out in Durham at the ACC tournament. Saw a early morning game. It appeared one team, the one that was on the East Coast, didn't wake up for it, Nick. What was your initial thoughts there on my 12-2 loss to Cal?
Yeah, it was definitely supposed to be the opposite. I mean, that's what I texted this morning in like our group and said, I mean, Stanford, they said that their bodies are playing at 6 a.m. They just finished their series Saturday, flew. They said they flew here yesterday. It's still not time for your body to really adjust. And then you wake up and you got to think they're at the ballpark here at probably 2 hours before game time. So it's 4 a.m. their time. And then to come out and just put it on Miami. Like, that was surprising. De La Torre was awesome. I gave up two hits. So that was good to see because, like, we got to save their arms. And then, hey, let's get right back to it because tomorrow they'll play Wake, and it's also at 9 a.m. So won't get much sleep. We'll see if the body clock works tomorrow.
And on Mine and Q's TV, we've got a barn burner, Alabama and Missouri. Missouri's showing a little bit of life, Q. What do you make of this?
Yeah, well, I hope they don't live too long because I have Alabama in a play. But they got a little juice. Ever since they beat A&M, they've kind of believed in themselves, and guys are playing a little better than maybe their potential is or, you know, above what they should be. But it's good for college baseball. It's good to see Missouri not go 0-30 and kind of throw a little wrench in the SEC tournament down in Hoover. So we'll see what Bama can do here. They're up 3-1.
So next up for Nick, you've got Virginia Tech as the 12 seed taking on Stanford, the 13. Stanford kind of started the season good, and then it really fell off for them. Virginia Tech, I'll be honest, we didn't really cover them much. I think they made the weekend previews once or twice. What do you make in this matchup? Do you have pitching probable starters for us yet?
I do not. So Stanford is one of the few that didn't let it out like ahead of time. And right now, that's what I was just looking at. They're having two guys are throwing in the pen. So I can't even like give you who's starting. Like right now, so I don't know what's going on. They got two guys throwing to the same catcher. They're throwing like three pitches and then switching out. So no, I have nothing. I have to go look at my iPad, which is upstairs. So I can't tell you, but this is another one. I think this might be the wrong team favorite. I think I would say Stanford's maybe been trending in a better direction than Virginia Tech has. Didn't look very impressive against Virginia last weekend. So I don't know. I don't know who I'd take here. I think probably Stanford would be like at plus money would probably be the better play. But this wasn't something that I wanted to bet on.
This winner will take on Clemson. When you're looking at the ACC tournament as a whole, who in your opinion has the easiest path? With Georgia Tech getting the double bye, NC State, Florida State, North Carolina, they're kind of sitting there, get to stay on their typical three-man rotation. Do you think there's a long shot worth taking a little further back?
I think Cal.
Yeah. Ooh.
Cal is are all of Cal's games at 8 a.m. is the question.
No, if they would advance to play Georgia Tech, it'd be at 3.
Yeah,
but I think like if you look at the four, the Georgia Tech 1, Florida State 2, UNC 3, NC State 4. When it comes to tournament time, there's one team that I would rather face out of those four names, and it's Georgia Tech. NC State always wins in the postseason. Florida State, you're facing an elite staff. Same thing with North Carolina, who could potentially win it all. Like if I got to play my cards right, I'm living and dying by the Yellow Jackets, and I feel like we have a good shot to beat them if I'm Cal.
Nick, anything else on today's slate that you're excited to see? You've got Notre Dame.
you're Fighting Irish, even though you're not a baseball Notre Dame fan. Pitt, Louisville, Notre Dame's taking on Boston College. You looking forward to any of those matchups?
Yeah, I'm excited to see probably out of the ones today, Louisville in person. Like we've been talking about, if this offense can travel, because it's been up and down all year, and it depends on where they play. Sometimes when they're on the road, they struggle to score, but when they're at home, they'll put up 10 runs a game. So this is more neutral site, but they're still not at home, but they're not on the road either. But it also is a minor league ballpark, which is not really conducive. Unlike that, like Cal made it look like a hitter's ballpark, but it's really not. So we'll see if Louisville can do the same thing, because that's how we know they're going to win. They're going to have to outslug teams for sure. So that's the one I'm most excited for today.
Is Louisville going to throw Forbes?
No, he just threw Saturday. So there's no way he'd be throwing
that. Yeah, super short.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's hop over and talk Big Ten real quick. I know Nick's got the game coming up here in about 15 minutes. The pool play is absolutely terrible. We just need to abolish it. I'm not even going to try to explain who can play who for the Final Four, but who do you think comes out of the Big Ten tournament a winner? Because one of my biggest things when you go into this week, it's all about who can save their pitching staff for next week because they already have a national seed or a regional host seed locked up versus who is playing for their tournament lives. Because those are the two teams that I either want to bet or want to stay away from and fade. For me, I think your national seed lock is Oregon, obviously. Southern California, USC, are they in? I've seen where D1's latest poll, Iowa, was not in. Their strength of schedule was awful, but could the Hawkeyes be a team maybe that could make a run here, being in USC and Oregon's pool? Are they just dead in the water?
I like UCLA. I think they have the easiest path, but I also think they have to win a couple games because if they go 1-done or 0-2, I guess, in the pool play, or 1-1 and you're out, like then maybe you start talking about getting dropped out of the hosting position. So they have a lot to play for as the 2 seed here. When you look at the others, pool C and pool D, I mean, somebody's obviously going to advance out of there, but USC has been too inconsistent. Penn State has DeSanto, and that's about it. Iowa, are they going to be able to hit in this ballpark? They struggled last year. And then when you look at pool A, I mean, you got Joe DeZuira pitching. Nebraska won it last year. It's a home stadium for them, essentially. It's 40 minutes away from Lincoln. And then Oregon, they're a lock, right? They're not going to waste their pitching staff. They're going to give those guys full rest for a national seed spot. So I think UCLA has the best chance to come out of this one.
Yeah, I won't cover any team specifically, but gambling advice. So, like, how they do it is if, like, whatever team, even if there's a tie in a pool, the higher or better seeded team moves forward. So when a lower seeded team loses that first game, the next game they play literally doesn't matter for them if they win or lose. It's very easy. Their season is over. Very easy kind of cash cow to say, like, okay, like take the other team who needs to be playing for something still, because that means a lot. Because the other team is just going to throw some freshmen if they're if they've already lost. It'll only happen maybe 2 or 3 times that we'll see like this occur in this tournament, but it's very obvious and it's very easy.
So I was looking at that wrong. Iowa's first game is what, against Washington? Am I reading that right? No, Rutgers. And then if they win, will they play the other teams in that column?
Yes. Right?
Yeah, okay, I think you're looking at it down. Don't look at it. I made that mistake. Don't look straight down. Look across.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, because across is the pools. Yeah, it's strange. I don't know.
That's weird.
Okay. So Michigan State beats Nebraska, and then they'll play the winner between Iowa and Rutgers?
No. Like, all three teams, they play each other. So, like, Iowa plays both teams.
Oh, yeah. Duh. So, Iowa will play Indiana and Rutgers. I think they'll come out of that pool.
They just changed times. You got to read it left to right, but they changed time.
So dumb. All right, let's go to the Big 12. Arizona State, I feel like he's in a really good spot here to make a run, but I know you guys have not had good luck betting on this team. Even though their metrics are there, they're top 25 in both weighted runs created in Sierra, but can they string enough together? And then on the other side of the bracket, you've got Oklahoma State, who is coming in really red hot. I feel like they did the same thing last year. And then you've got Kansas right there as the two seed. So who's coming out of this Big 12?
I like TCU, to be honest. I think they're going to get through K-State, Houston, and then they're going to play the winner of Oklahoma State, Kansas. And I think they have the pitching staff to throw whoever they want and still be okay for the rest of the tournament. And then, obviously, West Virginia kind of has a pretty easy path, in my opinion. As long as their bats, you know, can kind of wake up a little bit. They were asleep last series against Kansas. They should have a pretty easy run to the finals as well. I think it's going to be TCU, Kansas in the finals. I'm sorry, TCU, West Virginia. I'm sorry.
In my finals.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yeah, I'm with Q. I said it on Twitter yesterday. I really like TCU's draw, especially because the most offensive team they get, basically on their side, I think right now is Kansas State, but they're going to be able to put Tommy Lepore against Kansas State, and you're going to have Kaven Parker against, like, either Kansas's, like, which wouldn't be Bagley, and it wouldn't, like, so, or Oklahoma State's number three. So I'll take Kaven Parker there, too. So, like, it's one of those things. I think their path is a lot easier than that top, because I'd want to avoid Arizona State, West Virginia. So I think TCU's path, I think, is the best one.
TCU plays well in this ballpark, too.
Yeah, they always win. Yeah.
They always win in Globe Life. It's crazy.
Well, it's not in Globe Life anymore.
I thought that was starting next year.
Oh, is it next year?
I think it's, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's in Globe Life. I'm pretty sure. Are you talking about when it moves to Arizona?
Yeah.
That's next year.
I thought they just announced it where it was being moved. So that's good.
Yeah.
Thought something had happened with Globe Life and they had to adjust. That's good that it's next season. So, Harrison Bodendorf, do we think he goes against Baylor?
No, I think he would go against Kansas.
Well, that'd be a short rest, because didn't he go a complete game against Arizona State for like eight?
I believe so.
And I think that was on Thursday.
Yeah.
So that would be, that'd be quick.
I think they save him for Kansas, feeling like they can just kind of out-muscle Baylor here.
And I think they need to win too. Like, that's another team that's right. Like, I don't know if they're even on the right side of the bubble, but very bubble. So I think they know, hey, we're going to have to steal. We're probably going to win two anyways. And our best chance is Bodendorf against Kansas. So I think that's probably how they play it.
Another point to TCU is they're playing for a host spot too. Like, they're that 15-16. Yeah. They don't want to go, you know, one and done either, because that's going to all but drop them out and move either Ole Miss or Florida kind of into that spot, Georgia Tech.
And, and then most likely be either Texas or LSU as a two, or Arkansas right there as well. Brutal. Yeah. Yeah. Like, so they're two. As a two, they would not get a favorable draw. So, yeah, they really need it.
Yeah, nothing on Oklahoma State yet as far as who they're going
to
pitch.
I don't think they throw Bodendorf.
All right, let's go to the SEC. Like I said, Alabama, Missouri going right now. The winner takes on Tennessee. Bama's up 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Is this just going to be like an under tournament, though?
It's a fun ballpark. It's a deep ballpark. Teams, you got to really put juice into it to hit a home run here.
And there's not bad weather, knock on wood.
Yeah. No, you know whose tournament? I think this
why
is Tennessee.
Why did you say that? Alabama just hit a home run.
Hey, I need it. I mean, you really got to put some ass into it, though. This is a huge ballpark. There's so many shots that would be out.
Scoring game in Oklahoma, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's offense, very average. Kentucky's offense, very average.
I want to see the Florida line, the over-under. I think Florida could put some runs up against South Carolina. Their catcher is a true freshman. He has no arm. Every single they had turned into a double via stolen base. Brandon Stone gave up like seven runs. Billy Barlow struck out, I think, three guys in an inning and a third with them. Like, I think Florida scores kind of at will, and this maybe is like a 10-4 game.
So I have two plays on this one. I played Mississippi State. I just really like how this team is playing. They've won 9 of their last 10. And their starting pitcher, whose name is escaping me right now, he's going up against Weston Moss, Ryan McPherson. Get a 191 Sierra. This kid doesn't pitch a whole lot, but when he's been out there, he's been good. 384 XFIP. Weston Moss is a 337 and 335 ERA. I think Texas A&M's just dead in the water.
No Caden Sorrell. He's doubtful. That's a huge loss to the Aguilar.
He's out. Yeah, he's out.
And then I'm also on Kentucky because I think the park is going to play more into their offense. We just saw Kentucky sweep Oklahoma and Lexington like 10 days ago. And Kentucky's still fighting for a chance to get into this conversation of making the field of 64. What better way to just secure that than go ahead and just pick up a win in the SEC tournament?
Nick, I think this is the Vol tournament, buddy. They won it last year. They have a lot to play for right now. This is where they get fired up, getting into regionals. Tony V knows this park. The players know this park. You know, Texas is probably not going to try to burn too many of their guys because, again, they're a national seed. I really love where Tennessee's spot here is. I think they have the determination to keep going. Whereas, like, you look at, like, a Florida, I think they're going to save their arms because Liam can't pitch. Like, coming out of that side, Arkansas is not going to throw their horses. LSU the same. Like, Tennessee really has to find momentum. Nobody else really does.
Yeah, another thing for Tennessee is I think they've got the depth to go.
They do.
Four starters. I mean,
yeah.
You talk about trying to start five guys. Yeah, it's harder for the teams playing today, but Tennessee, even Auburn, in a pretty good position to make a deep run.
Yeah, when you could throw A.J. Russell for three innings in the finals potentially and everybody else is fresh, that's a huge bonus for the Vols.
Nick?
Yeah, I mean, that's what, when it came out, I kind of, who threw for Bama today? I actually didn't even get to see.
Tyler Fay.
Okay, so they are kind of sticking with their same rotation, which yeah. Means, so you that's when I said it. I hate that Riley Quick is who they're facing because he's kind of been up and down, but he's been very, like, when he's good, when he's on, he's very, very good. Like, we just saw what he did when, like, it seemed like Florida's offense was rolling, and he just, like, sat him down last weekend. So, like, it's one of those things. And Tennessee's offense, hopefully that wasn't just a one-off weekend against Arkansas where it's, like, the offense finally got into gear. Hopefully that's kind of here to stay. But I guess we'll find out because otherwise I do like the draw. Like, I'm more worried about Bama than I think. I think they'd beat Texas just because of momentum. And you mentioned Texas is the one or two seed. Like, that's kind of done and settled. And then moving forward, I think that's all Tennessee needs because then that you're at, what, 16 or 17 SEC wins? Like, that's plenty to host. So I think win one and they probably get it, depending on what else goes on, like, around the country. But, yeah, I do really like their draw. And hopefully Riley Quick is off tomorrow morning.
I will be all over Tennessee versus Texas if we can get even close to even money. I don't know. Will be favored, but with the way that they've been playing lately, maybe not.
Well, it'll be Doyle. Doyle was an underdog against plus what he opened at plus 105 against Arkansas. So it depends on how the books compare Arkansas to, but that was also on the road, not neutral. So that makes a big difference too.
True. All right. One last one. We'll hit the Sun Belt. Coastal. There's the one seed, Louisiana, Marshall, and then on the other side, you've got Southern Miss, the two. Can we just fast forward, Troy, the third? Can we just get Coastal, Southern Miss?
I put that on X, and I thought I got a little bit of heat for it. When I posted that, I think, on Sunday, I was like, I think everybody would rather just see a three-game series between Coastal and Southern Miss. It'd be way more entertaining. But it's the truth. Like, the Sunday coming into the year. Troy's
probably – mad about
that.
But
they also just got swept by Southern Miss, so they had their chance this weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, Crutch says Doyle plus 105. I'll never forget. All-time jinx, bad bet.
I was on it too, Crutch.
I know. I told him on his – I said on his comment, it almost seems too easy, right, when it looks that way, bet against it. Coastal Carolina, Southern Miss. I think that's what's going to be in the final. And – I think Coastal is pretty much locked up.
Yeah.
Their regional host. We get a Conway regional.
Oh, 100%. They're going to be better than a 12 seed. The way they have a dominant season, they've got the pitching, they've got the hitting. They're a dangerous team.
But I need you to make it back out and see if they got chicken strips with fries.
Yeah,
that was a big knock. I don't know if you can have a regional and not offer that.
Hey, the guy messaged me back. He runs a stadium. He said they would accommodate it. So we got to see. But I did throw a little history out there. If LSU is the 7 seed and Coastal is the 10 seed as projected, last time they played in Baton Rouge, they won the title. Weird things happen.
We will see. I still stand by the notion that NIL and the transfer portal has killed the mid-major, and we may not see one back in the championship final. That wraps us up. As always, Home Field Apparel, we appreciate all that they do. You guys support them, support us by going to their site. Order all of your regional apparel, CBI15. Is that right, Q? We'll get you 15% off your order. Get it in time for regionals. We appreciate everything that they do and the awesome threads that they have. For Q, Nick, and myself, good luck. We'll see you next week or later on this week. We'll see. You may get double time this week. But until then, have a good one.